Well, a golf course in Adelaide is being used as a safe haven for a new population of fish, which was previously extinct in the state. 500 olive perchlets, last seen in South Australia in 1983, now call the greens of Glenelg Golf Course home. Is it an odd choice? Well, maybe not. While rivers and dams have been affected by the drought, the golf course features a man-made wetland maintained with very good water quality. Dr. Sylvia Zukowski is the senior aquatic ecologist with Nature Glenelg Trust, whose efforts have made this revitalisation possible. Sylvia, this is a fascinating story. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is a very exciting story.
So tell me about these olive perchlets. If I held one in my hand, what do they look like?
So these guys are just a little native fish species. They almost look like a skeleton. They're almost see-through. They've got this amazing characteristic of them. They only are small, so they're commonly found about 50 millimetres. They've got a big eye, and they kind of, during the day, they hide out in their schools of fish, and at night they disperse and eat all the mosquito larvae and all the bugs in the water. So they're a little bit of a cryptic fish during the day, but at night they go out and feast on all the bugs in there.
So previously it was thought that they were extinct in South Australia.
That's right. So we haven't had a confirmed record in South Australia since 1983. So we thought it was time to bring these guys back. And that's exactly what we did in collaboration with a lot of other people, such as Green Adelaide and Glenelg Golf Course, you know, Vic Fisheries and others. So now we've got them at, for the first time in over 40 years, we've got them at Glenelg Golf Course wetlands.
And what was the reaction initially from the golf course when they had this approach of, do you want some very small fish that we previously thought were extinct in South Australia?
Do you know what? The golf course have been so supportive. They've been amazing. And you know what they've done there with, you know, the biodiversity there, planting all the plants and increasing the birds and the butterflies is just phenomenal. The water quality is amazing. The wetlands have got great vegetation in there. And they were thrilled to be part of this conservation project, actually bringing back a species from local extinction to South Australia in their area.
So where did you get these restocking little perchlet fish from? Where did they come in from?
Yeah, so these guys actually, so they were thought to be extinct in Victoria in 2022, really low numbers in New South Wales as well. But these guys were found up in the Bogan River in the Northern Basin, and that flows down into the Darling River in New South Wales. So then these guys have come through a bit of a journey. They were collected by Victorian Fisheries Authority, taken to Snobs Creek Hatchery, then to New Northwest Aquaculture in Mildura, and then finally they came down to South Australia, did the big drive down to South Australia in our, you know, aerated, lovely, luxurious cabins that we put them in. And then after, you know, vet checks and a bit of storage here, they were finally able to be released into their brand new, beautiful homes.
So what's happening with the numbers and what are the hopes here, Sylvia?
Yeah, so ideally what would happen is we put these 500 fish into this beautiful wetland, and then what would happen is these guys breed up in here, especially over summer. So these guys will start breeding when water temps are 19 to 27 degrees, and the water temperatures in those wetlands at the moment are about 23 degrees, so perfect temperatures. They love aquatic vegetation and there's quite a lot in there. And so hopefully these guys will breed up. They'll get to, you know, maybe we'll get 5,000 fish in there, and then we can actually use those fish as a safeguard population and then move them into other surrogate dams in South Australia. And the idea is then we can release them back into the wild sites where they were once found in South Australia. And, you know, hopefully, you know, they will become self-sustaining future populations.
Why did they go extinct initially, and what gives you confidence that if the conditions or the problems are the same that we can bring them back?
Yeah, there was a few things that happened. River regulation was a big one that impacted a lot of different species. Habitat degradation along with that river regulation. So a lot of the macrophyte beds in South Australia were lost. You know, we had a late alien fish coming in and took a big toll on a lot of our threatened fish species. You know, water quality declined. But now what's happening is there's a lot of habitat rehabilitation. So a lot of these wetlands, you know, people, management boards, landscape boards, councils are working together to rehabilitate these areas to make sure water quality is good, make sure these areas have got, you know, great vegetation, which is really critical for this little native fish species. There's also a lot of work being done to try and eradicate or decrease alien fish numbers such as the carp and, you know, redfin and mosquito fish.
That's quite an amazing story. As you say, lots of different groups and people coming together to make this happen. Good luck with the little perchlets. Thank you very much for joining me, Sylvia.
Thank you very much.